With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is not affording Iran much time to agree in talks with the U.S. to curb its nuclear ambitions.
President Trump said,
"Now is the time for Iran to join us on a path that will complete what we're doing."
Adding,
"They must make a deal."
With a warning,
"Bad things will happen if it doesn't."
Iran has asked for 2 weeks before reconvening another round of talks.
Correspondent Karen Chamas reports the president says he'll decide in the coming 10 to 15 days on possible military action against Iran. The U.S. economy grew in the fourth quarter, but the rate of growth slowed. The Commerce Department says the GDP expanded at a 1.4% annual rate. Spending by consumers dropped as well. A political power grab in the Old Dominion is thwarted, at least for the time being.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' plan to hold an April referendum on new congressional maps that could seriously impact the midterm elections. The decision threatens Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. On Thursday, a Tazewell Circuit Court judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by Republicans. The order runs through March 18th and clashes with early voting set to begin March 6th, which could doom the referendum. Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones says he will appeal the ruling. Keith Peters, Washington.
It was a sleepless night across parts of the Midwest, pummeled by powerful storms that brought fierce winds and destructive hail, even tornadoes in some spots. A lot of cleanup ahead for parts of Indiana and Illinois. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 174 points, while the Nasdaq is 30 points higher and the S&P 3 points lower. This is SRN News. Christians and Muslims band together in Nigeria.
Leaders of both faiths met in Washington, D.C. this month to urge the international community to help the fight against Muslim terror in their country. The leaders accused their own government of doing little to stop the attacks by Muslim terrorists in Nigeria, which have primarily targeted Christians but also affect the Shia Muslim community. Tens of thousands of Christians have been killed by various Muslim terror groups over the past decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
The same travertine quarries near Rome that the Caesars used to build the city are still being dug out today, providing the coveted rock to build a new generation of houses of worship around the globe. Travertine is prized by architects because it's strong, abundant, and can withstand any number of environmental assaults. The fact that many ancient buildings made of the stone are still standing provides a sort of 2,000-year guarantee for purchasers. This is SRN News. NASA's new boss is blasting Boeing and the space agency for Starliner's botched flight. It left two astronauts stuck on the International Space Station.
Administrator Jared Isaacman said Thursday, poor leadership and decision-making at Boeing led to Starliner's troubles. He also blamed NASA managers for failing to intervene and get Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams back more quickly. Two test pilots spent more than 9 months at the station before catching a lift back with SpaceX last March. Isaacman says Starliner's problems must be better understood and fixed before any more astronauts strap in. Bob Agner reporting.
Cost of borrowing for a home slipped again this week, falling to its lowest level in several years. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate fell to 6.01%. That is down from 6.09 last week. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.85%. More details, SRNNews.com.